with time to this year to analyze and to learn up the parsha on its own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a little hefsik. Achrimos Kedoshim is not such a massive parsha, so we can spend time to actually focus on Achrimos. Sometimes we jump to Kedoshim. Towards the end of the parsha, the Torah lists the laning that we lay in Mincha and Yom Kippur, which is another shmooze why we do that. Pella, what the laning of the shmooze in Yom Kippur, the beginning part of the parasha to lay on Yom Kippur makes a lot of sense in the morning. The Avodah, it's mamash Yom Kippur mitchila v'ad seif. But someone would walk in the morning on Yom Kippur, the first time in davening, you would understand. Someone comes in Mincha time, you're laying the parsha of Arayis, Mincha time, Yom Kippur, you're like, what in the world? What a random choice. Why would you at all think? So that's the parsha, Parshas Achrimos, the end of Achrimos, Shishi. All the different Arayis, all the different illicit connections and relationships. You go through so pasuk after pasuk, ervas achayischa, ervas bas bincha, ervas achayisavicha, ervas ishes achicha, ervas ishu vita, vishal achayisa leisikach letzor legaris arvasa. Can't marry your wife's sister, velisha benidas tumasa nida, arayis. Okay, not for now. We're minute time. They're fine. Pashtus that's in the parsha of Arayis. That's what we passed in Shulchan Aruch. So we spoke at great length in the Yichud Shiurim about. I don't know, you guys were here? No. No, before. Okay, we got a chazer. Ritz Hashem. Ve'aleishas ha'mischa le'sitin shachfa le'zar le'tam abo. Then as it petered out after Mamish, how many took him? 14 psukim in. Pasuk Chaf. Ve'al eishes ha-mischa le'siten shachas le'zara le'tam abba. Right? What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Which erva is that? Which erva is that? Eishes ish. Right? Got to marry your own woman. You got to create your own connection. Don't take someone else's wife. And then it's a pella, Rabbi Yisai. Just reading through the parashas, everyone should ask this question. Open your eyes. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Everybody say, I'm not going to read every single pasuk, but you get the gist of what I'm saying? Erva after erva after erva after erva. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Umizaracha leititin lahaver laimoylech veloisichal l'shem alekecha ani adonai. End of the Aliyah. And then what happens afterwards? Ve'ezachar leitishkaf mishkav zachar. And then what's the next pasuk? Bishiality v'chol behema loisiten shachvas alatamava. Weiter back to Kein Arayis. Pashas, those are Arayis also. Right inside the hedge. Fine. But what's the kasher, they say? What's glaring at you? I'm just going to read you the four psukim, Rabbi Yisai. Ve'alishis, the final erva in pasuk of Ve'alishis amischa loisitein lizara letamaba. Ve'alishis amischa loisitein shechavtecha lizara letamaba. Next pasuk. Umizarecha loititin la'aver la'moylech v'loisichalol eshem elaykecha ani adonai. Next pasuk. Shvi. Ve'ezocher litzishka mishkeveisha toyevihi. Next pasuk. Pasuk of Gimel. V'chol behema loisitin shok v'tcha l'dam haba. V'isha loisam l'fnei behema l'rava tevelu. Everyone hear what Leib just said? Pli atzuma. What in the world is Melech doing in the middle of that parasha? Well, first of all, what is Melech? Yeah. What is Melech?
You sacrifice your kids to a god by burning them.
Right. The Gemara is in Sanhedrin, on Samach Dalid. Gemara says, very difficult Gemara to even read, to even understand what's going on there. Yeah. Person offers to the other priests, he gives them over his children, and the details of that, he mamish passes them through fire and burns them and sacrifices his kids to the other god. We actually had Moilich this year, everybody said. Yeah. Well, trivia.
Marisha,
everyone hear what he said? I think that was mamish the first. That was the first sugya.
This year.
The first sugya this year, Halo Dover. Mamish, the end of the year, we're going back. The first sugya this year, back mamish, and I'm not being magzim. The first sugya this year, we had a marisha that quoted Rav Sadia Gaon. It was in the sugya of Ein Oinshin Min Adin. Exactly. Excellent. Ein Oinshin Min Adin. So the Rishayim, in the first part of the sugya, we were discussing the issue of whether or not you can learn an Oinish from a Kal V'Chomer. Right? So the Rishayim there, the Rav Sadia Gaon, the marisha quotes Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia Gaon's in this week's parasha, everybody said. Rav Sadia Gaon asked the following kasha. I don't understand. You hear the kasha? The Gemara says, if your mavir, your ben, lamoylich, if you put him to the fire and your child is now sacrificed, so you're chayav misa and you're over the yisur of moylich, right? What does the Gemara say? A pliatzuma. Mizaracha v'loy. Mizaracha v'loy. V'loy. Kol zarach. What's the drasha, Rabbi Yisai? A pliatzuma. If you do all of your children, guess what? You're off the hook. A pelasek frechter absadigoy. Said, if you tell me that it's also to sacrifice one, so everyone look, Allah has kama v'kama. We should kill him six times if we had the ability to. He's sacrificing all his kids. You're now going to let him off the hook? What type of din is mizaracha v'lay kal zaracha, Rabbi Yisai? There's a lot we should talk about that, and we did talk about it. So Zok to Marisha in Sanhedrin, quoting the Reb Sadia Gaon, that no, Einoin Shin Min Adin. What is Einoin Shin Min Adin? It's Geshmak. I didn't even realize that Mamish the first sugya. Mamish the whole year. It's all one sugya. Mamish. Mamish, Mamish, Mamish. Not just a slogan. Einoin Shin Min Adin, Zok to Marisha, based on the Reb Sadia Gaon, is no. Yeah, he's off the hook. You know what? That's a chumrah. Because you know what Einish Mises Bezdin is? It's a kapora. It's an atonement. And such a gavra, such an action, there's no even kapora for. Kol zaracha is no even kapora. Epis, something. You did something. You did something wild. I can't even explain even to one. I can't even put it into words. But you did it to all. You're off the radar for Onesh Mises Bezdin. That's one mahalach. That's the Marisha. That's the Reb Sadia Gaon in this parsha. It's a lot to talk about. Maral talks about the drush of Zarach of Lo Kol Zarach. Aber Rabbeisai, before we get to all the details of Moilich, and Baruch Hashem, this is not halacha lamaisa for us. Baruch Hashem, this is. You know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says elsewhere in the seventh parak, the Gemara says that Chazal were mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. We have a tough time to relate to a world of Avodah Zarah. Whenever we read a pasuk of Avodah Zarah, we don't understand it. We can't even relate to it. That's because Chazal changed something in the Teva. Chazal davened that there shouldn't be Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. You know, when it came to Taivas, the Gemara says that they didn't have that same. They didn't daven for that. Why that is true? It's another discussion. There's a whole actual tshuva of Ramesh in Hilchos Yichud that discusses living with one sister. You know, when in that tshuva he discusses why Chazal didn't be mevatel also the Yetzer Hara of Arayis and about taivas for Nidus and all these things that we do struggle with, but that's not for now. So that's something we can relate to. The world of Taivas, the world of Parshas Arayis, we can relate to. The Parsha of Avodah Zarah, we can't relate to. But I want to say that even in the times of Chazal, before they were Mavadal Avodah Zarah, Moilech might have been a harder time to even relate to, even in the Avodah Zarah world. Even when Avodah Zarah was a reality, it could have been that maybe, like, you know, Maybe that's not what the Tanoim were darshaning about on Shabbos morning. You know, even when Avodah Zarah was a reality that the Rabbanim had to talk about. But the kasha is, why is it in Parshas Arayis? What's the placement of Parshas of here in the middle of Parshas Achrimos, in the middle of the laning Han Mincha Yom Kippur? It's a little out of place in the Parsha of Arayis.
Excellent.
And if you want to tell me, Avodah Zarah is also chomer, and it also creates. So why specifically Moilech? Is it just one type of Avodah Zarah? Why specifically Moilech? Excellent. It's a pella. It's a plia tzum. And specifically Moilech is v'leisichal Hashem elokecha ani Hashem. Every Avodah Zarah l'chor is a chil Hashem. You're now leaving the world of serving God, serving the Rebbeinu Shalom, serving the Melech Malchei Hamelachim, and you're serving another God. Why specifically this? Why specifically Moilech? There's a fascinating Targum Yonasan on this pasuk that Rabbi said. When I saw this Targum Yonasan yesterday, I couldn't believe what I saw. I'm going to read you the pasuk again. Don't sacrifice your kids lamoilech. Zok the Targum Yonasan pasuk chav aleph. Umin zaracha, listen carefully. Umin zaracha loisitein betashmishta letzeid bas amamim. Sorry, there was no traffic today. Letzeid bas amamim. So the end of the pasuk says, and don't make a chil Hashem. That's what he's touching, right? That's all good. But listen to the beginning. Umin zaracha loisitein bitashmishta letzeid bas abamim lemeevra lepulchana uchra. Does anyone know what that means? It's a little bit hard, hard translation. Minza uminzaracha loisitein what's bitashmishta litzeid bas abamrin lema'abra lepulchana uchra umizaracha loititein lahaver lamoylech zok de targum yonason means don't be mishtamish, have tashmish with a bas amamin, with a non-Jewish woman, lemeebra, to impregnate, lepulchana uchra, to ultimately what? What's going to be the product of a relationship with a Jew and a non-Jew? Is that the kid's going to be a what? A guy, and it's going to be what? Avodah Zarah. Look, Rabbi said, now's not the time. If you guys weren't here for Yichud, you for sure weren't here for Ksubis. When the shiurim that I gave on Bol Aramis, on the Isser for a person to sleep with a guy, to have a relationship with a guy, you look there, the Rambam's mashma, it's Machlokes Rishonim, I think, the Rambam's mashma, that the Isser is the dibuk l'ischatznut l'avodah zarah. But the fact that you're now having a product from a non-Jewish woman, that the child is going to be a non-Jew, so it's you're being mischat in yourself. You have blood. You have now offspring that now is going to be nitin lavodizar to another lifestyle, to a dibuk lavodizar. So that's the taich of the Targum Yonasan in this pasuk. A fascinating taich, unbelievable. Mamish takes pashup shot in the pasuk, and he totally it's basically a slogan towards against intermarriage. A pasuk that's telling you that intermarriage is usher. Umizarach leisiten lahavir lamoilech. He taiches, fascinating taich. Targum Yonasan says taich lahavir doesn't mean to pass through the fires. It means lehisaber. It means to create an ibur, create a muberes, that's now going to be a non-Jewish woman. A hafla de kapshat. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai. You say this pshat at your table, you're put in cherem. I'm not joking. Listen to the mission in Megillah and Tav Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. He didn't make up this pshat. Listen to the mission on Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. The beginning, the first phrase of the Mishnah, the Yoilim knows. It's about Shiluach Hakan. Ha'omer Yivarocha Toivim Areza Derech Minas Al Kan Sipur
Yagiecha rachmecha v'al toiv yizachar shmecha moidim moidim mashtikin oisoy. The Mishnah is listing things that it's awesome for you to say. Don't say moidim twice, right? Mashtikin oisoy, we quiet him down. Al kansipur yagir rachmecha, whatever the pshat in the Mishnah over there, something to do with the fact that we only keep these laws in order to be rachmonim, but not because it's the tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashtikin oisoy, it's kvira. You quiet that person down. You put a what's it called? A strap on his mouth and make sure and tape it up, duct tape. Mashtikin oisoy, shut that person up. Listen to the Mishnah, Rabbi. Ha'oimer u'mizarach ha'loititein la'havir la'moylech. That he says on that pasuk in Achrei Mois, pasuk of Aleph, le'abra be'armusa, mashtikin oisoy b'nezifa. Not just mashtikin oisoy, you rip him to pieces. Why is Dr. Rashi? Why do you quiet him down in such a pshat? She'oikir hakosuv mimashmo. Not what the pshat in the pasuk is. Shehu avoydes choyk la moroim lahaver b'neim laish benoisen kares lava akusis u'mechayev chatus al shoyg misbezin. It's apples and oranges. He's presenting the Torah in an incorrect way, in an incorrect manner. Mashtikin oisay. Rabbi say, mashtikin oisay. What do we do with this targum yonison? Can I kiss this? Is this MS? Mishnah says it's wrong. Mishnah doesn't say it's wrong. Mishnah doesn't say, you know, don't go there. You know, it's probably not a good yeshiva for you. Mishnah says you go in there and you rip that guy to pieces. Mashtikin oisay, and not as soft as the other ones that a guy says moidim moidim. A guy, the last phrase, the Mishnah decided to say, no, let's take a one up. Mashtikin oisay b'nezifa. You throw him the cannons. You give it to him. And the boy said, that's the Targum Yonason's Taich. That's his translation on the Pasuk. Pliatsu. Boy said, what is with this Moilach thing? What's going on here? So clearly Rashi doesn't hold like the Targum Yonason. And Rashi holds that the Pasuk is speaking specifically, right? Like the Gemara, the Pashas of the Gemara Megillah, is that it's talking about an Avodah Zarah Din. But if it's an Avodah Zarah Din, then you get back to Moshe's questions. Number one, why specifically Moilech? Number two, my question, why is it in the Parsha of Arayis? At least according to the Targum Yonason, which I don't understand how it's going to stim with the Gemara Megillah, that the Gemara Megillah says that's wrong, that's incorrect, and you blast the person with that. At least then it would actually, I can understand why a person would have such a mahalik. Why? Because what? Because it fits with the flow. It's relationship oriented. It's a biasura. At least I could defend the Targum Yonason in such a way. But Rabbi said, to be honest, there is a Rishon that disagrees with Rashi and Megillah. Listen carefully. If you look, it's actually quoted in the footnotes in the Targum Yonason, but they don't quote to you what the Pshat is. Hine mashemakshin ha'oilam shebekan ha'targum hu neged mishne shlema b'meseches Megillah. What the Velt asks, that this Pshat in Targum Yonason is against the Beferish Mishnah in Megillah, the Isa Shamar Ha'oimer u'mizarach ha'loisitin la'haver la'moylech, because the guy who plays on words and says u'mizarach ha'loisitin la'moylech la'haver la'moylech u'mizarach ha'loititin la'abra bar mayusa, that he says la'abra is not to pass over, but rather it's to impregnate, to make an ibor. Mashtikin oisay b'nezifa, the Mishnah we just read, says the Perish Yonason, hine ayin b'sefer ha'oruch, look at the oruch. Va'oz yosur me'alecha mas ve'hakash. And then all the questions will go away.
The timtza kedei ravas tzimonecha, and you will be your thirst will be quenched. If you look at the Perish Ha'aruch on that Mishnah Megillah, Perish Ha'aruch on that Mishnah Megillah explains how the Aruch learned. The Aruch learned a different pshat in the Gemara. Not that you're getting a nezifa because you're giving this pshat that's totally wrong and presenting that moilach means sleeping with a goyish, a woman, which it has nothing to do with, like Rashi said, but it rather is about killing kids for service of Avodah Zarah. Says the Aruch, no, means mashtikin oisai, because he is mashma that the only problem is to marry into a goyish nation that has a connection to moilach. But stam a goyish woman in Aramah that's not connected to what? To moilach? That's not what the pasuk was talking about. And that zok the aruch mashtikin oisai benezif. It's not specifically and limited to those nations that what? That are Molech oriented, that it's popular to do the service of Molech. It's rather any Aramah. And that's why Mashtikin Oisai. Because you misunderstood the Pshat and the Pasuk. Means, whether or not the Aruch is learning it as Pshuto Shel Mikra, you can look in the Mefarshim and the Mishnais, the Tosfos Yontif, or whether it's learning as at least a deeper meaning, at least the Yonasan ben Uziel thought that this pshat in Pasuk is still Chai V'Kayim, based on the Aruch's pshat in that Mishnah, that we just salvaged and saved the Aruch. That La'alocha, the Pasuk, at least on, not La'alocha, but at least on some level, that pshat is true. That the Pasuk in Moilech is speaking also about what? A relationship with an Aramah of all nations. That you're going to be Ma'aber and have this child that's going to be connected to. So there is a way for the Targum Yonasan, for the Aruch, for us to have such a pshat. Even though many of the Rishonim Rashi, the Pasha pshat, is that this pshat was totally wrong. And if that's the case, so then we could begin to understand why it would be in the flow of a parsha of Arayis, of illicit relations. And Rabbi say that's why I want to be makdim with to introduce to you the Abarbanel on this parsha. The parsha of Arayis. And the answer of why the Hemshech to Arayis, why this Modna, this obscure Pasuk, is found in the flow, in the middle of Parshas Arayis, and why specifically Moilech, like Moshe asked so beautifully. And I go back to Pasuk Chaf, to the Pasuk preceding the Isser of Moilech. Vel Eishes Amischa, Loisitein Shachvetcha, Lizara, Litamava. Do not be shaychif. Do not have relations with a married woman, with one of the arayis. But then the pasuk adds in a word, Rabbi Yisai, lizara, to be mazriya, to give her your zera. And on that, the pasuk starts in the next pasuk. Umizaracha loisitein lahavir lamoilach. Parshas Arayis, says the Abarbanel, is disposing, is wasting beautiful seeds, potential, future, beautiful kindalach that could be raised altaris hakodesh with beautiful families, precious, pure. And you what? Decide to put that zera for your own enjoyment into a forbidden, illicit
disgusting relationship. Waste. A waste. Shichva zera, but not only hotza zera levatola, which is a horrible avera of waste of potential, but actually to bring it to the next level, to actually produce a child in that background of shichva zera. That's what a result of a mamzer is, of all these relationships, of arayas. Person taking a gift from the Eibishter, of making zra'im, future seeds, that could be pure, that could be beautiful, that could be the future of Klal Yisrael, and destroying it, wasting it, abusing it. On that, the Torah says the Abarbanel in the next pasuk. When it comes to Moilich, what are you doing? It's not just having that relationship and having that child. But it's even if you have the child. The child is born into a good home. Into a beautiful family. With two parents that are not arayis. The child's not a mamzer. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a gift. We have a simcha, shalom zachar, a kiddush, a bris. Baruch Hashem. And what happens? What happens, Rabbi Isai? I take this gift and I don't recognize what a gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. I send it to the Avodah Zaras. I sacrifice my child. That's a waste of potential on the next level. It says Zera Levatola is not only to be Moitzi Zera Levatola. It's not only to have that disgusting relationship and that child, but it's even if that child is born from a good family. But now, I don't watch, I don't safeguard, I don't cultivate, I don't make sure that that the zera is watered, that the trees are pruned. I don't make sure that there should be growth in a good environment. I take beautiful Tyra kinder, beautiful pure children, and I get involved in the wrong things. I neglect them. I don't think about them. I don't make sure to protect those minds. I don't make sure to put on parental controls. Literally and figuratively. I don't make sure and take into account and have a lot of time focusing on what? Where am I going to send my children? What chevra do I want them to be involved with? Do I want them? What type of future do I think that this child is going to live in? What's going to be the end game? I don't think about the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave me. My Rabbi Isai, this sounds foreign to you, but this is going to be Nagayin to you, Rabbi Isai, in 2-3 years. Those of you that are already getting married, Rabbi Isai, what's the tachlis? The tachlis is Puru Revu. It's to build families. But it's not just about a big kiddush, about a mazel tov, about, well, hey, welcome. It's about knowing that that's a gift every single year of that child's life. And don't sacrifice that child. The Chasam Sofer says in this pasuk, Rabbi Isai, and this is what inspired me into this whole pshat. Chasam Sofer says, not al pi the targum yonason, but even according to the pashut pshat. Targum yonason says, you want to know pshat in the Mishnah Megillah, why mashtik and Isai? Because there is no Chil Hashem when it comes to a child that's born from a Goyish woman. You know why? Because there's no potential. Because there's no Zera Kodesh. Because it's a guy. The Chil Hashem of Moilich Zoksuch Sam Sofer is to take this deposit, this Pikodin, this gift that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave me and realize that I have future G'dayla Yisrael in my home. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch paskins that a child, as best as you can, although Arabaisai will learn the sugi in Yevamis, heter gomer. For a child to nurse from a non-Jewish woman, heter gomer. But the Ramah says, try not. You know why? Just like Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Not because it was also. Because every child could be a Moshe Rabbeinu. La Alocha, the Ramah is saying that. The Ramah believes in your children. Do you believe in your children? The Ramah believes that your children were a gift, a pikadon, given to the Rabbeinu Sholem. Are you a shamer of that pikadon? Are you guarding it? Are you understanding what it means? What the achrayus is to be a parent? Zok toch sam soifer to say pshat, posh a pshat in the Megillah, to say that the pshat is a boil or a mo is what is moving, removing it from posh a pshat. Why? Because it doesn't go with the hemshech of the lolo sechal Hashem, Hashem alekecha ani Hashem. There's no chil Hashem there. Why? Because what? Yeah, it's avoy dezara. Yeah, we could slam you for avoy dezara, but you don't have the chil Hashem. You know why? Because it's an aramah. Because it's a goy. But Rabbeisai, perhaps the Targum Yonis and the Aruch that went with that pshat, that held that Itaka was pshat, and it fits into the Parsha of Arayis. It's because what? Even before the child is born, what am I doing? I'm wasting my zera. I'm making a child for the Avodah Zarah. I'm not serving a Jewish child to the Avodah Zarah, but now I'm creating a relationship with a Goyish, a woman of all nations, says the Targum Yonasan. And I waste that gift to create Zera Kodesh. And I give it a gift before it's even born. I'm already preparing for the Avodah Zarah to give him children. What an abuse. And what it means to be a Yid. And what it means to have the ability to have children. Rabbeisai, you don't understand what this means, and you'll understand it later. I wish to give you a bracha. And Baruch Hashem, we live in a dor that there are so many organizations that help. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish b'chol yom tamid. Other devices and ways to make sure that you should be able to make this gift a possibility. But let's not ignore the stats. 1 in 8 families have difficulty in a natural way. And Baruch Hashem, we're able for much of the time to try to help, and we're successful. But it just helps you realize that it's such a gift, and it's not a davar pashut, and it shouldn't be taken for granted. And that's something that you need to internalize before you get married. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entrusting you with a job, and it's not yours. And he's doing it in order that you should build a family based on the laws that he has developed. And even if everyone's Jewish, and even if all the family is good, you still could be wasting that zera. By what? By living a life that's lamoilach, that is now setting up a future for this child, that it's going to be so difficult for him to be on track towards the surface of HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, so back then, it was sacrificing a child to an actual Avodah Zarah. So you know what it is today? It's contaminating a child. It's giving him a life of what? Of just sitting there like this. That his mind doesn't even develop to be able to analyze, to think, to connect, to realize that there's something outside of that box right in front of his face. There's a bayrei olam. There's nature. There's teva. There's something greater than you in this world. Do we think about that? Or do we say, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu, well, this is my child, and now I got to give him the best life that is possible, the most pleasurable life, pleasant life that he could have, full of every different device, full of all different options. I never say no. Everything's an option. Marev Rabbi say, you think you're helping him by never saying no, by not guiding him, by not instructing him, by not setting an example for him or for her, by not putting them in the right sphere, in the right atmosphere. That also is Shechva Zera. That also is Haitzah Zera. Even worse than the relationship. That is the next pasuk in Parshas Arayis. Umizaracha. From the Zera. The Torah doesn't say the Yelodim. The Torah says, where did this child come from? It came from that same Zera. From Parshas Arayis. From Lazara Latama Ba. Remember where this child came from. You remember that first opportunity that you had, that day that you had, that you visited the doctor's office for the first child. By the fifth child, you stopped going. But for the first child, right, your wife asks you to come, there's a whole celebration, you take pictures, it's beautiful, and you realize, what a gift. How did this happen? How is it possible? By the fifth child, I'm just like, okay, new, what's the list now? No, it's a gift. It's a Zera. Remember how it started. Remember why you decided you didn't go the root of Arayis. You didn't race the root of Zera. But what did you do? So according to Pashup Shad, according to Rov Rishonim, you had a beautiful child. And the child was growing up. And then what? One day, I made the wrong decision. One day, I met a new friend, a Koimer L'Avoyed Azara. And I brought my children into that life. And maybe in the Pasuk, it was actually killing the child because of its service towards the Moilech, towards the Avoyed Azara. But in this Pshat also, it's killing the child. It's killing the ability for this child to be Mekadesh Shem Shammai. Spiritually suffocating this child. Why'd we come to this world? Ani avdecha ben amasecha. To serve v'chai bohem. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our purpose of living is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the extent that if it means a life of Avodah Zarah, Yarek Val Yavar, this child should not live. Give up your life. So you're killing this child. Yeah, it sounds scary, but it is scary. That's what it means. That's what it means to have such achrayis. That's what the Targum Yonason saw in Moilech. It's not just about Jewish children and killing those Jewish children physically. It's about taking that Zera and now creating that opportunity and having a relationship with what? With an Arama. With a Goyish woman. Because you're still in doing that same Chilul Hashem. You're taking beautiful Zera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifts you in His infinite wisdom in the way He created the Teva, and now you are throwing it away. You're looking at the Eibishter and you're taking the bottle and putting it on its head, pouring it out slowly. And Rabbi say, if this is true, if Moilech is part of Parshas Arayis, it's part of wasting the potential, part of not realizing the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, when we do it, Chalila V'chas, in a negative way, how true it is, Rabbi say, and what a Kiddush Hashem you make when the parent does the opposite. And the parent turns the car in the opposite direction. And a parent realizes that, no, I'm not going to make those relationships. I'm not going to take this for granted. I'm not going to think that this whole process and procedure is koichi v'yoytzim yodi. I am going to live my life like that day I was with my wife in that OB's office on that first day and realize this is such a gift. Azachisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani moide lecho. And I'm going to be machayiv myself. I'm going to obligate myself to live on the standards and to make sure to make the right decisions that you entrusted this gift with me, this pikadon. You know what the pasuk says when a person is not involved in moilich? When a person is not me'aber to an aramoy, does not live a goyish life with goyish relationships. When a person does not take, according to Rashi, Jewish children and sacrifice them spiritually into another life, according to the Chasam Sofer, to now be Mechal Shem Shamayim on something that had such beautiful potential. When a person takes that potential and he actualizes it, and he has beautiful children, that I give you a bracha, and I mean this bracha. I understand all the complications. I understand all the complexities. I give each one of you a bracha that your children should be frumer than you. So then we read the pasuk, "V'lo chichal Hashem Elokecha ani Hashem, v'tekadesh Hashem Elokecha ani Hashem." How can you make the greatest kiddush Hashem? How do you end the parsha of Arayis on Yom Kippur with recognizing that this is not mine, that I can't control, and I need to just make sure to set this child up for a life of Kiddush Hashem, for a life that every decision will be closer and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Pshat and Moilch. This parsha is still applicable, even after Anshe Knesses HaGadoyla or Mevatel Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. And it's specifically the Avodah Zarah of Moilech Moshe that the Ribbono Shel Olam decided to say, that's where the Chilul Hashem is. This is above and beyond every other Avodah Zarah, and only this Avodah Zarah makes it in to the Parsha of Arayis. Because that's the wasting of the Zera, the wasting of the potential. That's the Parsha of Arayis, like the Barbanel told us. That's taking the gift and destroying it and contaminating it, like the Chasam Sofer told us. So, Merav Raboisai, let's be Yom Kippur Jews. Let's make sure to internalize the message of Yom Kippur, that we recognize that our children are gifts that are not ours, and that we are become parents and we have children with the Mirtz Hashem, Bikarov, with our Zivugim, which is the Tachlis of the Zivug, Rabbeisai. The Tachlis of the Zivug is Le'inyan Pur Ravu, Rabbeisai. Remember that. And don't take it for granted ever. And we could schmooze more about that when you guys become Chasanim and Mirtz Hashem in greater detail. But Rabbeisai, that means also after the child is born, that you can never be distracted, never lose focus of the fact that I am here and I was given this job and this opportunity for one reason: to channel, to cultivate, and to make sure that this Zera turns into what? To the Peiros HaElon that we are about to put on the stage of our shuls on the Yontif of Shavuos. And it became a pri. And we have nachas from such a pri, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is proud of such a pri. And the Zera became beautiful fruits, the Peiros of Bikurim, that are brought next to the Mizbeach on Shavuos, on Kabbalas HaTorah. Nemirtz Hashem, Rabbeisai, should all be zoiche to be mekayim the flip of this pasuk of the Chilul Hashem that's attributed to the Isser of Moilech. But adarabba, we should all build batim with bonim ubnei bonim, oiskim batoiru b'mitzvus. Like we said this morning, the one thing we daven when we wake up in the morning, tetzeinu, v'tetzei tetzeinu, shetei oiskim batoiru b'mitzvus. That should be involved. Right? What do we say in Berkas HaTorah, Rabbeisai? What's the lashon of the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem amlam Torah la'am Yisrael. Tachlis of this parasha is limud Torah. Is to be around the right hashkafa. Is to build yourself closer towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu.